The debate. First, a tip of the cap to Fox News in its handling of the Republican debate in Detroit Thursday night. There was none of the hype theatrics of CNN, none of the naivete and ignorance of CNBC. Each of its moderators was prepared. Concise, tough, fair. Chris Wallace, Megyn Kelly, Bret Baier. This team has likely made Fox News the biggest winner during the campaign thus far. Once considered little more than a mouthpiece for the right, Fox News has proved to be the most authoritative news organization this campaign, outside of the steady hand of PBS. So, who won? Who lost? Ohio Governor John Kasich was the clear winner. Though still not given the same amount of time as the other candidates, he handled every opportunity with lucidity and personality. Kasich was assisted by the fact the other candidates went after each other and not him. This will change March 16th if he wins his home state's primary the day before. The big loser was Marco Rubio. He went into the gutter with Trump, proving just how smarmy he can be when he's losing. He's got young kids. What was he thinking? Not only was Rubio's debate performance weak, he also lost the endorsement of his home state governor, Rick Scott. Scott said he would endorse no candidate in Florida's March 15th primary. Ouch. Good night, Marco. Meanwhile, Donald Trump was overwhelmed by the sharp Fox moderators and withering attacks by Rubio and Cruz. But Trump supporters are Trump supporters, pretty much a cult. So his third of the Republican vote has likely been left intact. I guess it's time we all grow up. Ted Cruz was his usual McCarthy-esque self. Cruz is so transparently self-serving and amoral, it almost makes you pull for Trump when he is the object of Cruz's scorn. Here's the thing, Ted. There's only so much of a paranoia market. I'll give you that you've cornered that market. Congratulations. Your campaign is over.